Welcome to the Edge of Reality. Where's your edge? Give it up for your host, Allie.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, 7 p.m. or 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and that means we are live. The Edge of Reality here on the NDB Media Network on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thursday to you all. And of course, Thursday means that we're one step closer to the weekend. So happy almost weekend, everyone. Big show tonight. We got to talk some Amazing Race. We got to talk some So You Think You Can Dance. We got to talk some Big Brother. We got to talk about stuff that's upcoming because a bunch of shows are coming up in the next week or two. Before I say anything else, before we get into anything else, before we do anything else, though, I have to say hello and good evening to my co-host and producer, Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, what's going on this evening?
Hey, I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, I'm living the dream. I'm living the dream because I get to spend the next hour talking about reality TV shows. There's nothing better. It's like my favorite hour of the week. Very excited about this. We're on the precipice of Big Brother season. In fact, it has been announced that A, Jeff Schroeder, yes, that Jeff, is coming back. He's doing interviews, which, you know, okay. That's exciting. Do we know, was the show that he was on canceled, or is that still a show?
No, it's still on Daily Blast. It's still going on.
Okay. I wasn't sure because he could come back for the interviews, but
still living in Colorado.
Back. I know that they were in Colorado. I know that was happening. But I was excited to hear that on Monday we're going to meet the cast. Yes, Monday, 4 days from now. Now, Priscilla, this is my pet peeve about this. Even though I'm very excited. Do you want to hear what my pet peeve is?
I already know what your pet peeve is, but go ahead and tell me.
No, I want you to guess what you think I'm about to say. I like this.
Well, for one, your pet peeve is Jeff doing the interviews.
Well,
two.
True.
Go ahead.
True.
Go ahead.
That was not what I was going to say, but it's a true statement. Continue.
Two, the spoilers that keep coming around all the time, there's different variations of it, tends to be a little nerve-wracking for us. Putting
words
in your mouth.
That's true. We're going to talk about that in a minute. That's true.
But you're talking about the reveal. We haven't seen anything like, I could be wrong because I haven't been aligned. I haven't been feeling good. But to my knowledge, they haven't showed the house. They haven't showed anything yet.
Not yet. I'm thinking maybe tomorrow, or maybe they're going to just release everything on Monday. I'm not exactly sure, but my pet peeve is that, okay, they release the contestants, at least their names and the bios on Monday morning, first thing. Okay. So that's exciting. We get them, but could we do the meet the interviewers at a different time? It's at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Who can watch live during that time? I can't watch it right then.
Right.
This is my pet peeve. This is my pet peeve. It's like at a weird time to do interviews. I know I can go back and watch it. I understand. This is not the point. We discussed this last week. As much as I love... the fact that we have the flashback, it was such an amazing addition to feeds. That was a wonderful thing. But there's nothing like seeing drama live. There's nothing like seeing craziness live. That's the best. I recently listened to an RHEP podcast where they talked about, they ranked the seasons of Big Brother, what they liked, you know, what they didn't like to what they liked, they ranked them. And they were talking about Big Brother 9, which surprisingly was on the bottom of the list. And I remember vividly to this day the night that Allison had an allergic reaction and Amanda like fell down and had like a seizure of some sort. I was watching that live. You cannot take that back. The craziness that ensued in that was unreal. So that's it. That's my pet peeve. I want them to do it at a time that's convenient for me.
Right, I would never got that one.
But did you watch that one live?
Yeah. Well, sort of, because they cut it so fast. We didn't see everything.
That's true.
Because we've seen her, I can't remember her name, go in because of a beast, something. She couldn't breathe, so they had to give her.
Yeah, Allison.
Yeah, we've seen it, but we missed the rest because it went down for her.
Yeah, but we saw a good chunk of it. We saw it go down, and then we saw Amanda. Then it went down, and it was definitely excellent evening of watching feeds and figuring out what's going on. I mean, there's nothing. The other thing that I watched live that I absolutely just loved and couldn't tear myself away from was Dan's funeral. You know, season
right.
14, Dan's
right.
funeral. I mean, I got to watch it. Like, I got to see his speech. I thought to myself, who the hell is going to buy this? No one is going to give him a veto. Sure enough, Gen City, here we go. And his conversation with her. I mean, it was brilliant to watch. So that's why.
At the end of that week, we actually had his wife on right after it aired as well.
That's right. Yeah, that was fun.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was awesome. But, you know, I love that. This is my, I guess, annual plea that if you're watching Big Brother and you like the show, what you see, even though it's 3 hours a week and you feel like that's a lot, because it is a lot, but it just scratches the surface of what you could be watching if you have feeds. So if you're a fan of Big Brother, I highly recommend getting the feeds. Even if you're not watching it every day, because there's days that I don't watch it. You know, there's long stretches of time that I'm not able to see it. But when you get to, or if something's going on and you're able to catch it, it is completely worth it. That's my piece. That's what I'm saying about this. I'm very excited, and I can't believe that it's Monday already, that we're like, this is all going to start. And then between Monday and when this show premieres, it's going to feel like the longest stretch of time in the world. But it'll be exciting. I also saw on Twitter tonight that the feeds officially started today. So, I mean, in terms of like they're opened up, like the stuff is all opened up. So I'll go in there at some point in the next couple days. And I will set up a chat room, Edge of Reality, and I encourage y'all to join us. And we have a good time. We're a laid back group. We're a quieter group, and I think that's kind of nice for watching. So it's nice. If you can't remember which room we're in, all you have to do is follow us on Twitter and then ask. I'm at Reality Alley. That's Reality A-L-L-I-E. Priscilla is at P-S-I-L-L-A. Follow us, ask us, and we will definitely get you to where you need to be. All right, so other couple other things that I wanted to bring up, a couple of the shows that are premiering in the next few days. This week, if you're I know this is not reality necessarily, but if you're game show folks, like 900 new game shows premiered. Well, they're not new. They're rebranding on ABC. So You got New Match Game. You got Card Sharks. You got Press Your Luck. All of those old school games, they're back. So if you like that, that's something that's happening.
And FYI, I don't know if you've been on the NBC app, but they have everything on there now. They got the Bravo stuff. They got all their channel stuff where you can go and watch, binge watch older shows from, I believe, all the NBC family housings. They have all the shows on there now. You don't have to go to each. Yes, it's very nice.
That's a good tip. I will keep that in mind because I felt something weird on my arm and I was like, what's going on? I forgot that I had a tetanus. I forgot that I had a tetanus shot today and it was a Band-Aid. sorry guys. I freaked out for a second.
It might get you.
I completely panicked. I was like, there's something on my arm, everyone. Just remain calm. It's a Band-Aid because I got a tetanus shot today. Okay, so anyway, that's good to know because I was just thinking recently that there were some seasons of Top Chef that I would like to revisit just because I love Top Chef. But I haven't rewatched any of the seasons. And I was thinking about that recently. So that's good to know. Real World on Facebook starts tonight. That's interesting. It's an interesting concept that they're doing it on Facebook. I haven't seen it yet. I'm kind of curious what that looks like, how it's different compared to the MTV version of Real World. So I might check it out at some point over the weekend and just kind of see what it is. But they're in Atlanta, and we'll see what that looks like. I'm curious. I wish it was more. We talked about this too. I wish it was more feed like. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe it is, and I just don't know it. So that's happening. And then I wanted to turn your attention also. Netflix is also kind of getting into the reality game, and we've known that from Beastmaster. But tomorrow they have a show called Awake, the Million Dollar Game. And it's about contestants. You stay up for 24 hours. And you stumble through challenges, and if you complete these challenges within 24 hours, you get $1 million. I'm in. I like challenges. I like people being sleepy. That works for me. I'll try it. I'll report back. That's my job in this podcast. My job is to watch random shows and tell you if they're worth watching.
I just seen an advertisement on one of the shows, another reality show that looked a lot like Big Brother, running the same time Big Brother on CBS. What was that? I didn't catch all of it.
Oh, so you're probably talking about Love Island.
Yeah.
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 I am super looking forward to Love Island. I don't know about the American version. I've watched the UK version a couple episodes. I'm like halfway through a season. I love it so far. It's one of those where it's like 5 days a week. So there's a lot of episodes to get through. And the CBS version is going to be 5 days a week. So that will be an interesting call. Big Brother people, you know, The people that are going to be most interested in a show like this are people that are already in the reality scene. They're watching Survivor and Big Brother and Amazing Race. And, you know, those people are going to have a lot on their plate with Big Brother. So it's going to be interesting to see how a 5-day-a-week show does for them. We just saw Fox with Paradise Hotel last week. Last week was the finale, and they were going from a 3-night-a-week format to a once-a-week format. We saw that with Utopia, obviously. There hasn't been a lot of, a great precedent for multi-day shows, with the exception of Big Brother. So we shall see what that is, how that feels, what 5 days a week looks like for this show. But yeah, it's called Love Island. So the best version of this, and I highly recommend the UK versions are fun, and especially if you're a fan of MTV's The Challenge, there's a few Love Island contestants, Theo and Georgia, and a couple of those contestants are from that show, so you'll get to know them from that aspect. But it is essentially Bachelor in Paradise, but a way more fun version. Way more games, way more activities, way more challenges. It's better casting. It's just a more fun, kind of crazier version of Bachelor in Paradise. So you're there for that, Priscilla. You like that.
We'll give it a shot. I still haven't caught up on Paradise Hotel or whatever that is.
I will tell you that it lost some teeth in the changing the format. They had to speed the game along quite a bit, and how they sped it up was they essentially, people started voting each other out more rapidly, and it was kind of, again, not to use the comparison, but it's like Bachelor in Paradise on the final day, where all of a sudden Chris Harrison comes in and says, if you're not ready to get engaged, you need to leave right now. And then all of a sudden, like 3/4 of the couples are gone. That's basically what it was, where, there was just people leaving left and right. But how they kind of determined the winner was very interesting. I dug it. It was a split the prize money, share the prize money type situation. And again, they didn't split it. Somebody took all of it, because that's what happens now.
Well, yeah.
I don't think we'll ever see a situation again where somebody splits the money. But somebody took the money. And remember, Priscilla, remember on Bachelor Pad? I forget the woman who stole the money. But in like the first season, this was the advice that they had, where, somebody could steal the money, or they could split it, they could steal it. And the woman ended up, I can't remember the Bachelorette contestant's name.
Yeah, I remember the guy. It was one of the Stigliano brothers. Was it Holly? No.
I want to say Amanda, but I know that's not right either. But
whoever it was, that marrying the dentist.
Right. Well, when she stole the money, there was some pushback on that. I remember that vividly. I remember people thinking that was a horrible thing to do. And now it's like, if you don't steal the money, you're stupid. like splitting the money is for dummies. You need to steal the money. So that's how reality shows have evolved in the last few years, Priscilla. We've gone from, oh my God, let's all get together, let's split the money, it will be great, to I'm going to steal the money, and I that's it.
Yeah, that's where we've come to.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it, though. I'm not mad at it. But I'm not going to lie, Priscilla. I am mad at myself for something.
Oh, what's that?
It's the fact that I'm probably going to watch a friggin' reality show about miniature golf. I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about where I am in my life. But I'm probably going to watch it. It feels very Wipeout-esque. It's called Holy Moly. It premieres next week. It feels on ABC. It feels very Wipeout-esque. With if like Wipeout was with miniature golf, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Not heard of that one yet.
Oh well, you haven't heard from it about it because you know you're not dumb, and like all of these stupid shows. I go for lowest common denominators as much as possible. So that's what I'm doing here.
Okay.
But those are just a couple of shows you should keep an eye out on this upcoming week. I'm very excited about some of the stuff coming up. Very excited. All right, Priscilla, I want to switch gears. I want to talk some Amazing Race. We haven't talked about it in a couple weeks. We saw last week. Well, first, I want to go back a week, and I want to talk about the game mechanic that they put in. I think specifically because Big Brother and Survivor players were there, and that was the U-turn vote out, being able to vote for two teams to go and do a U-turn, and it's face-to-face voting. They've never done something like that on Amazing Race. It's typically a very civilized game where worst comes to worst, you have to put a U-turn picture up and say that you did it. But this was straight out calling somebody out in front of them and in front of everyone else. What did you think about the game, this game mechanic?
I loved it. It showed what a big baby and I'm not going to say that word that I was just going to say, but it starts with a B, that Miss Rachel Riley can be. And it just proved me all correct about how she really is. You want to say she turns it on for the camera all you want, but no. Nah. She will never win another reality show because she didn't win that on her own when she won the last time.
She won Fear Factor 2. I'm just throwing it out there. She won Fear Factor 2. Rachel, by the way, all-time leader in legs raced on the Amazing Race.
Because she had more opportunities than others have. That's all.
I know, but I'm just saying, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yes. I'm not quite as down on Rachel as you are. So here's what I agree with you. I loved this as a game mechanic. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was a nice. I'm very intrigued to see how this plays out with first time racers. If they
right.
ever do this again with like brand new people who've never been on a reality show before. Say that again.
Who will hold grudges and not necessarily think about game?
Well, exactly. Not only is it grudges and not thinking about game, but I think also, you know, this group is so used to voting for people and voting people out and being voted for that I feel like it's going to be water under the bridge quicker. But a newbie season with all those hurt feelings, I think that there would be a lot more drama after the vote than we saw. Yes, Rachel was very upset about being voted in, but I did think that she had a point. I don't understand why they would vote for a weaker team. That is your opportunity. you're not going to get an opportunity to put Tyler and Corey in peril. That's not what's happening. Tyler and Corey are very, very good at this game.
And then on another note, if you're at the back of the pack and you pick somebody like a Corey in them who has a good opportunity to go ahead and bypass you anyways, then you don't have any chance of sticking somebody in the back and keeping the back of you.
Well, and that's true, too. And that's why, you know, it'll be interesting to see, again, if this ever plays out again, if they ever do this again, and if they ever either gave teams notice that it was happening, so there was time to strategize, or people just knew, you know, just knew that this could be coming up. Let's plan for this just in case it happens. I feel like you would have a different outcome because you could put the two strongest teams on the bottom and let them fight for themselves. It's a strategy. I don't know, you know, but Amazing Race, just because you're in the back of the pack doesn't mean that you can't, you know, very quickly come to the lead. Look at Nicole and Victor this week as an example of that. You know, went from getting standby on a flight to getting second on the show. But I didn't think that I wasn't as down on Rachel as you were. I do. You know, I watch Big Brother 15. Alyssa is definitely not as many people talk about her because Rachel is definitely the lightning rod in all this. And Alyssa was a character on 15, and 15 was, you know, an unorthodox season to say the least. And, you know, she really got harassed on that season by a lot of the others. But I found myself liking her more on The Amazing Race. I liked her. I wasn't a huge fan of her on 15, but I felt like she did as good a job as any of trying to keep Rachel calm.
Right.
I think that's a hard job.
Had a lot of practice doing it too.
Well, exactly, but. You know, Alyssa didn't lose her head in those situations. She didn't go nuts along with Rachel. You know, she was kind of like this calming force. And it was nice to see the two of them working together. Nice to see them in action. So that was nice. That was good. So I love that game mechanic. The game didn't mean anything afterwards because you knew exactly who was going home as a result. So Rachel and Alyssa went home. That was last week. Now, this week, I was like, okay, we're finally in a position where all the teams have the potential to do well and all the teams have the potential to go home at any moment. And I was definitely intrigued to see what was going to happen as a result of that. And what we saw was just sad because, like, 20 minutes into the game, you knew exactly who was going home. Chris and Brett didn't stand a chance in hell. So much so that there was, like, 5 minutes left in the episode and only, like, at that point, I think only Tyler and Corey, Victor and Nicole reached the mat. And I was like, what are they going to do? All the others are still on like the first task. How are they going to put this together in 5 minutes? And they just like fast forwarded through everything. They're like, oh, yep, the other teams did their challenges. Oh, yep, Chris and Brett are gone. It all happened so quickly. It was crazy. But no surprise that they left. No surprise. So no more Survivor teams. Victor and Nicole representing Big Brother. Everybody else, Amazing Race teams. Did you expect, I mean, is this the outcome that you expected, that Amazing Race teams were pretty much going to dominate this season?
Sure. Especially after the first two that left.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fluke that an Amazing Race team went home on the first episode. And since then, none of them have gone home. So now it's Victor and Nicole versus all of them. You can see from the preview, with the U-turn coming up, they're pretty much screwed because the Amazing Race teams are looking after each other. So Victor and Nicole are not looking long for this game. And then I guess we'll get to see some interesting, you know, last couple legs, because we really won't know who will be going home from that. From there, it could be anybody's game. I mean, Tyler and Corey have dominated. The Afghanimals have struggled, but they could put together a big win at any time. You know, Colin and Christy are beasts. Team Fun's the best. Always.
I've seen a different side to Team Fun this season.
What, not as fun?
More cutthroat. They're still trying to be fun in their phony kind of way, but they're a little more cutthroat this season.
Yeah, they have a bit of an edge to them. I get that. I get that. I feel like Team Fun is a great example of you know, a couple years of maturity, what could do for them. I mean, they're a little bit older. They were babies when they first raced, and it's only been a couple years, but I think in just those couple years, they've grown up, and then obviously they've played that game before, so they know what to expect, and with that comes the wisdom of a little bit of an edge, so... That was good. I loved Team Fun just rolling their eyes at Nicole during the airport situation where they were in line for airline tickets. I loved it. That's exactly what I would be doing. The editor's
whiner. That hasn't changed.
Oh, my God. Well, the editors took some interesting liberties with Nicole, because the first couple episodes, Nicole was, you know, edited like sweet girl next door, her and Victor, you know, lovely people. And last couple episodes, they have definitely edited in like some of her whining, some of her like indecision, some of her, you know, even the little like clip of when her and Victor were running and she was saying, you know, I don't like to run. There was no like real need to put that in, but it was a little, you know, they were dragging her a little bit. So, you know, that was fun to watch. Nicole is still Nicole. But I
still say that they're definitely in the final. I still think they win.
Really?
Yep.
I don't think so. Final. Do I think that they beat some combination of the Afghanimals and Team Fun? I mean, I think Tyler and Corey are in the final. I think that's a given. Then the question is it a Colin and Christy final? I'm not sure. I'm hoping Team Fun can sneak in there and take one of the final spots. I really want Team Fun to be in a final. But I don't know. Can they overtake?
I think Fun and Afghanimals blow themselves up.
They I don't know. I don't know. I think ask animals are hanging in by the skin of their teeth for sure. But I think they can put together a win. Like I think that
they themselves
have a good day.
They're bickering with one another.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it was weird watching the two of them during that poetry challenge. They were really on each other's cases.
No, you're wrong. No, bro, you're wrong.
Yeah, they really were going back and forth a little bit. So, but Colin and Christy, I can't say this enough. What a difference, several years make. Because, when we saw Colin last, he was this ultra macho, loud, crazy, yelling all the time dude. And he's a completely different guy. I mean, so mellow. Look at the comparison between the Afghic animals going like off on each other after the poetry thing. And there was Colin and Christy, they get it wrong. And he was like, oh, that's okay. Let's go back. What are you going to do? Super calm. That's why, not to go off on my soapbox about Survivor, but I will for a minute because that's what we do. It's a podcast. Survivor has the tendency. They did it with Aubrey this season. They did it with the girl who voted out her mother.
Sierra.
Thank you. They did it with Sierra. They had them on and competing very closely together in their seasons. And, because of that, there wasn't a lot of growth. There wasn't a lot of, change in what they were doing or how they played the game or anything. And that, that's a hindrance to them. But you see somebody like Colin and Christy, where they haven't played in years and now they're doing it again. They're playing like a completely different team. So I would love this would be an interesting experiment, and I don't think it could ever be pulled off. But I would love if on Monday Big Brother said, you know what, we're gonna do this experiment. We're bringing back everybody from season 11. Because it's 10 years later, I guess, season 21. Season 11, that's a bad, no one wants to see what's happening with season 11, but I'm just using that as an example. And it's everybody in the house, and let's bring the same people back, and let's play it again 10 years later. Let's see what happens. That would be interesting.
To see where their maturity levels have went.
See what happens in the game. See what has changed in 10 years. See what, again, with their maturity, but also just like their outside relationships would definitely have played a part. So, who's cool with who now might change. So that would be fun to watch. Even if it was 5 years later, if it was like, okay, let's see what's going on with season 17. Let's bring all of season 17 back and have them play it again and see what happens. That'd be kind of cool. I would like that. Season 17 especially, because we would get to see Vanessa and Steve and the twins and Johnny Mack. That would be a good season to watch. I would watch them play again. I mean, we would have to see James. We would have to see Jason Roy again. But we would get to see Davon. So I'd be here for that. They should totally do that as an experiment.
I don't know. I don't know. I maybe. It would be different, I guess.
Just to see what happens. I mean, or I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be Big Brother. I'm just using that as an example because
right.
that's my strongest knowledge base. But it could be, what if it was like they decided to do, you know, what was five seasons ago? Well, that was Game Changers. That would be a bad example. But like blue collar, white collar, no collar. You know, heroes, hustlers, heroes. Let's bring those back. Let's do it again. That would be something. That would be interesting. I would watch that. Well, I would watch it no matter what. Let's be real. But I say it like that's like a big deal. I would watch that. Yeah. No, of course I would watch that. I mean, I'm going to watch a reality show about miniature golf next week, but it's I would watch it and be happy as I was watching it. So there you go. But do I see Victor and Nicole in the finale? I just don't see it. I don't see it. I think that they get into some trouble next week.
Okay.
Only time will tell. Although I tend to be right about these sort of things. And you tend to be wrong about these sort of things.
Yada, 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 yada.
Yeah. So, did you happen to catch the So You Think You Can Dance yet?
No, I keep forgetting that's on.
Yeah, it's the audition phase now. It's very audition-y. It's nothing, you know, nothing like majorly different from what they previously had. But you know, a couple things to bring up quickly since it's starting. One, Kat Dealey is still the best. I say it every week and I mean it every week, but she's still the best. Like, she's just the best in the business. She's so good at making people feel comfortable. You know, she's good at consoling people. She's good at, you know, keeping people positive. She's good at getting people to answer questions for her. She's just very good at what she does, which is nice. So that's one. Two, the new judges. So the new judges are interesting because they were definitely super fans before. Well, or at least that's what they are like portraying themselves as. And so the first couple episodes are them like freaking out just that they're there, you know, that just that they're sitting on a panel with Mary Murphy. Now, I would be freaking out if I was sitting on a panel with Mary Murphy. I totally understand where they're coming from, except like sometimes you got to act like you've been there, you know, you gotta act like you've been there a little bit. And they're still in that like starstruck mode. So I'm hoping that they're very nice. I haven't seen a ton of dissenting opinions from them yet. Maybe that comes later. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe that's not what they're put there to do. So far I'm always super interested. I love this show. I love it so much. And the auditions are moving at a nice pace. And so far there haven't been any like absolutely terrible auditions that we're watching like somebody dance very badly while we could be watching somebody dancing really well. So it's been good so far. That is my take. I like it. You should be watching it.
I will. I gotta go put my DVR on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. Master Chef is also rolling too, and they're also in the audition phase. And they're doing Master Chef very similarly. Like the format of the audition, sometimes I like the way that they audition people, and sometimes I hate it because I think it's kind of dumb and all like, I forget that expression, but like all sizzle, no steak kind of thing. But this season they're doing auditions very similar to what they do for MasterChef Australia and MasterChef UK, where, you know, people are cooking things, then they have a chance to go with the judges. The judges give them an apron. And so it's nice. You get to know a little bit about their backstory, but not an incredible amount because they keep it moving at a nice pace. And, you know, you get to see the auditions of who gets in and why before the actual competition starts. So that's another good one, too. MasterChef is always like a nice, solid performer. With Paradise Hotel not doing as well, they added like 7 more Gordon Ramsay shows. So I'm pretty sure that Gordon Ramsay owns and is the president of Fox.
You think?
I'm pretty sure that that's the case.
I can't bitch too much because my Fox stock have like done very well. And the Fox News split into Fox 21st Century. So I can't bitch about Fox all that much because it is putting some dollars in my pocket. So if Gordon Ramsay is what it takes, then that's what it takes.
Yeah, yeah. You should be absolutely thrilled that Gordon Ramsay is on doing a million shows for Fox because they, you know, I don't know what they would do without him because his shows are, I mean, because they're shows that you can put any time, like any time of the year, you can throw on a show. And you can throw it on without much marketing, without much notice, and like people will find it because it's like a solid performer. It's never going to be exceptional, but it's never going to be terrible. He does a good job with that. He's definitely the president of Fox.
Got some good stock in there, better than me, evidently.
Yeah. I wanted to bring back the challenge for a second. I wanted to talk to you about my challenge theory and my Amazing Race theory, if I can do that.
You're going to do it. Just do it.
Before the season started, I listened to Phil Kogan give a bunch of interviews about the Amazing Race, and there he said that he kind of apologized in a weird way for having Big Brother and Survivor people on the season and was like, don't worry guys, like, you know, regular Amazing Race will be back next year. So like, don't fret, like it's coming. And I thought that was a weird thing to do because, you know, A, you know, you're promoting a show, but B, you should be happy that, you know, new viewers will be ultimately watching your show, which has happened. A lot of people have gone back and started watching Amazing Race again because they have these Big Brother and these Survivor teams on. But I was thinking about, I've seen a lot of Twitter comments from a lot of Amazing Race fans who are very against the idea that Survivor and Big Brother players are on the show. But wouldn't it just be, if you've never seen Survivor before and you've never seen Big Brother before, wouldn't it just be brand new players?
Does it really matter that they were on a show previously?
I like I said, we've had this conversation with Phil being on there before, you know, saying that, and I don't get it because you're right. If they come back to Amazing Race, I mean, all those three particular shows, the trilogy of CBS, carries a lot of the same viewership. So if one would happen to fall off, can you pick them back up? I don't know, because usually those that are like us, the diehards, watch them already. So I don't know where they're going to pick up more. But you bring somebody like a challenge in, very possible if that's where you're heading with this.
Yeah, that's exactly my point with the challenge, where the challenge has obviously all people that have been on a reality show before, but so many of them have been on international reality shows that no one has seen these people in the United States before. So they're brand new players. And that's what it feels like. I mean, it feels like they're brand new players, but they have a little bit of an edge of being on TV before, so they're automatically comfortable with being on TV. They have the edge of causing the right amount of drama, the drama that they need to. They understand the concept of strategy. And they're in a position where they are doing this and are really good at like the confessionals and that part of it. I mean, that's what I think this season has been so good of Amazing Race, is that all of these people know how to be on a reality show right now. So I feel like this has been a good season of the Amazing Race in general. I feel like it's opened themselves up to doing different things, like the vote mechanic of you know, face-to-face voting, which was really great. I hope they don't forget this in future seasons. I hope they know that, you know, there's a reason why some of their most famous or most interesting contestants have been people who have been on previous shows before. So I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting dichotomy between Amazing Race and The Challenge, where, you know, these are people that are complete strangers to us. I don't know who the hell Georgia is. I don't know who the hell Maddie is. Well, you did. I don't know who the hell Turbo is. You know, so they're brand new, but they brought so much to the show because it wasn't their first time at the rodeo. So I think about this in terms of Big Brother, and I go, well, if I'm saying this, that means that I want returning players on Big Brother. And the answer is no, I don't. I do not want this. I do not want returning players in Big Brother.
Well, rumors say you're wrong, but rumors are always wrong. So, whoa.
Yeah, I would be completely fine with an all returning player season. I would be very happy with the Survivors and Amazing Race players going on Survivor, and doing what they're doing on Amazing Race. I'd be fine with that as a thing. I would be fine with all of it except for having random returning players back for no real purpose or reason. That I wouldn't be okay with. That I wouldn't be okay with. I feel like the people we've seen, especially in the last few years, have been people that I don't want to see again.
Right.
We need to bring back some returning players that let's not bring back any returning players. But if we had to, we should bring back returning players that we want to see. We want to see play again.
I'm just putting this out.
But they never do that. Cool. They don't necessarily bring back the better players. They bring back who they feel the audience appeals to the most. Not necessarily that they want him back, but they've either caused the drama to have, you know, the scenario where people are watching for that specific reason, not necessarily gameplay. And that's just how the biz works, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just putting this out into the universe because, you know, we'll know who the cast is on Monday. So they have, like, you know, 4 days to, you know, make this right. That's all I'm saying. They have 3 more days to make this right.
Right.
So, with that being said, next week, I am sure we will be talking about this Big Brother cast. I will try not to make it all about Big Brother, especially since once we get into the season, I'll be talking about it a lot. So we'll talk about some other shows. I'll watch some new stuff. I'll let you know how those go. But we're going to be talking about the cast. Who are we kidding here? Let's be real. Let's be real. That's who we are. That's how we roll. Twitter, I'm at Reality Alley. Follow me. Talk to me about reality shows. Talk to me about any shows. I always want to engage. I'm always happy to talk to people about that kind of stuff. I get really excited when people the other day, Priscilla, I was at a meeting. And somebody referred to Survivor, and for some reason they talked about voting somebody out like Survivor. I immediately got excited because I was like, all right, somebody who watches the show that I watch. So I always like it when like-minded people are talking to me about these shows. I'm in on it. Priscilla is at PSILLA. She likes it when you talk to her too, right, Priscilla?
Yeah, I have to get on Twitter to do that. But yeah, if you would message me, I will message you back. Or chat with me on Twitter, I will Twitter you back.
That's right. That's right. Say that again.
For some reason, I've been using Instagram more lately.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I need to follow you on Instagram.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. So get on the Instagram. All right. For me and Priscilla, have a great weekend. We will see you next week. Bye.
Night, everyone.